What's the one thing that matters most to you in your business right now? And more importantly, is your time truly reflecting that priority? In this episode, I'm going to flip the script on how you manage your time. I'll walk you through the key steps to auditing your schedule, carving out strategic thinking time, delegating routine tasks, and focusing on high-impact activities that drive real growth. So if you're ready to stop spinning your wheels and start leading your business with intention, then this episode is for you. Tune in and let's make that shift together. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus. Because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello, and welcome back, small business owners. I hope you're having a great week and a great September so far. I know for many of us, our summer routine and our September routine, at least on this part of the world, change quite a bit. And so it's nice to be able to get back into a regular routine for the fall. And I hope that you have one and are feeling good about where you are right now. Today, I want to start with a really simple, but I think pretty profound question. And that's this. What's the one thing that matters most to you in your business right now? What's that one burning desire? The thing that, if you could make it happen, would change the game for you? I want you to take a moment and really think about it. And if you need to, actually pause this podcast. Take a few minutes and think about it. Come back when you have an answer. Is it scaling your business to reach more customers? Maybe it's improving your profit margins or finally launching that new product or program or service that you've been working on. Whatever it is, I want you to hold on to that thought because today we're going to dive into it. All right, so you each by now, I hope, know what the one thing that matters most to you in your business is. Now, I want you to go take a look at your calendar, your daily and your weekly schedule. Is that priority, that one thing that you just thought about or reflected on, is that how you're spending your time? If it's truly what matters most, you should be able to see it clearly in your schedule, right? But let's be honest. How often does this actually happen? For most small business owners, myself included, we have to make a significant change in how we approach our time management if we want to grow into the leaders we aspire to be. You see, it's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind. Those endless to-do lists, the urgent tasks that demand our attention. But here's the thing. If we don't intentionally carve out time for what truly drives our business forward, we'll just keep spinning our wheels. We'll be stuck at the level we're at right now. And it's going to be really hard to see momentum and growth when we do that. So let me share a story with you. A few years ago, I was juggling all the responsibilities that come with running a small business. I was doing everything, handling customer service, managing emails, marketing, sales. And the truth is, my days were packed and I was constantly busy. Constantly busy. But when I sat down to actually evaluate my progress, well, I'll be honest with you, I realized that despite all the hours I was putting in, my business wasn't growing the way I wanted it to. And that's when I had a light bulb moment. I was spending all my time working in my business, but not enough time working on my business. I was so entrenched in the operational side of things that I wasn't making space for strategic planning, for innovation, or even just taking a step back to think about the big picture. I imagine it like this. If you're trying to steer a ship, right? You're responsible for steering the ship, but you're down in the engine room shoveling coal. You might be keeping the ship moving, but without someone at the helm, you're not necessarily heading in the right direction. Moving, yes, but going in the right direction, maybe not. So I decided to flip the pyramid. I started really analyzing what I was spending my time on and what was getting me results and how I needed to shift. And I want to share with you some things you can do to start making this shift in your business today. Yes, my friends, you don't have to wait for this light bulb moment. You can start these things now. So the first step in making this shift is auditing our schedule. Now, before you go and hit pause and move on to the next podcast episode, because auditing your schedule is not something that sounds exciting to you, I get it. But please bear with me for a minute. This is so, so important. You need a thorough audit of your schedule. And yes, it might sound tedious, but trust me, it's so eye-opening. I want you to grab your calendar, whether it's digital or old school paper, it doesn't matter. And I want you to go through it day by day and week by week. And I want you to look at the tasks you've been doing and ask yourself three important questions. Does this task align with my top priorities? Is this something that only I can do? And is this task moving the needle on my business goals? And I'll tell you, when I did this for the first time, I was shocked by how much of my time was spent on tasks that didn't require my specific expertise. Things like answering routine emails, scheduling social media posts, or even making minor updates to my website. Tasks that were important, sure, but not the best use of my time. For instance, I can remember I noticed that I was spending about an hour every day just managing my inbox. I used to do it first thing in the morning, and it was draining my energy at the start of my day, which meant by the time I got to the more important work, I was already feeling depleted. So a couple of things I did. I set up some filters so that not everything was landing in my inbox. I delegated some of the email management, and I blocked off specific times of the day to check my inbox. Those simple changes gave me back almost 5 hours a week. Just by adjusting my mindset and changing the way I handled my inbox. So this audit isn't about cutting things out. It's about realigning your time with your priorities. It's about making sure that what you're doing day to day is actually moving your business forward. And when I work with clients, this is one of the steps I have the business leader do as well. And I remember for one of my clients, she was still doing her own bookkeeping at the time. And this was the first thing that she delegated. It wasn't that she couldn't do it. She'd been doing it for years, to be honest with you, but it wasn't the best use of her time. Instead of spending hours every week crunching the numbers, we hired a bookkeeper. And guess what? That freed up several hours a week that she could now spend on strategic planning, marketing, developing new products, etc. Things that the bookkeeper was not going to be able to do. So you see here how the impact was immediate, both in my inbox example and with this client. It helped both of us right away. Not only did my client's business start to grow, but she also felt a huge sense of relief. She wasn't bogged down anymore by the tasks that drained her energy. And she had more time to focus on what she loved, which was innovating and growing her business. So I want you to imagine your calendar as a reflection of your priorities. Are you dedicating time to the activities that will drive growth and move your business forward? Or are you stuck in the weeds, handling routine tasks that someone else could be doing? And I know making this shift isn't easy, right? It starts with our mindset. And it doesn't have to happen overnight. But small steps toward this really makes a difference. It's essential for you to be able to have a sustainable business that's thriving. Because when you consciously allocate time to high impact activities or growth activities, you're not just enhancing your business's performance, you're also reclaiming precious hours for yourself. So I like to think of it this way. Being a small business owner is more than just a job title. It's truly a mindset. It's about leading with vision, making strategic decisions, and prioritizing what truly matters. If you're always busy with the day-to-day, you're not leaving any room for growth. And I don't think any of you listening want to do that. So here's what I want you to do. Start today by auditing your schedule. Take a hard look at how you're spending your time. Identify tasks that can be outsourced, automated, or stopped. And then carve out dedicated time slots for that strategic thinking and planning. Even if it's just 1 hour a week, that time is invaluable. All right, step number two, carve out time for strategy. So now you've audited your schedule. The next step is to actually carve out dedicated time to do this strategic thinking and planning. And I know it's so easy for us to say, yeah, Donna, I'll get to that when I have time. But here's the thing. You'll never have time unless you make time. Strategic planning isn't something you squeeze in when everything else is done. It needs to be a priority. I found that setting aside a specific block of time each week for strategic thinking has been really helpful for me. For me, it happens to be every Monday morning. I've made a non-negotiable part of my schedule for my CEO Power Hour. And during this time, I'm not answering emails. I'm not checking social media. I'm not even taking calls. This is my time to focus on the big picture. Where my business is going, what opportunities I can explore, and how I can overcome the challenges I'm facing. One of the most productive things you can do during this time is to review your goals. Are you on track? What adjustments need to be made? Maybe it's time to pivot or double down on a strategy that's working. But without setting aside time to look into this, it's so easy to lose sight of these critical aspects. So I want you to think of this as your CEO time, because that's exactly what it is. You're the leader of your business, and leaders need time to strategize, to plan, and to innovate. This is how you steer the ship, instead of just shoveling the coal in the engine room. So if you'd like some more help on how to implement the CEO Power Hour in your business, head on over to the show notes for the link where you can download the CEO Power Hour Playbook. It's a PDF that'll walk you through how to implement this and what things you should do during this hour. All right, the third thing I needed to do was to delegate routine tasks. So now we've identified what's bogging us down. We've carved out some time for strategy. The next step is delegation. And I want to make an important point here. I can't stress this enough. You cannot do it all. And more importantly, you shouldn't do it all. There are people out there who can handle those routine tasks better, faster, and probably even cheaper than you can. So let them. Delegation is a skill, and like any skill, it takes practice. So start small. Maybe it's hiring a virtual assistant to handle your emails, or bringing on a part-time bookkeeper to manage your finances. I know when I first started delegating, I was hesitant. I thought, no one can do this as good as I can. But you know what? I was wrong. In fact, the people I hired were often better at those tasks than I was, and it more importantly freed me up to focus on the areas where I could make the most impact. I don't want you to think of delegation as giving up control. It really means you're focusing your energy where it's most needed. By letting go of the routine tasks, you free yourself up to concentrate on growth strategies and being the leader that you aspire to be. Alrighty, number four, focusing on high impact or growth activities. These are the activities that actually drive your business forward. They're the tasks that are directly linked to revenue growth, gaining new customers, and scaling your business. But here's the catch. These activities often don't scream for our attention the way that the routine tasks do. They're not always urgent, but they're incredibly important. So as an example, developing a new product line or a new service offering is a growth level activity. It requires research, planning, and execution. But it can open up new revenue streams and maybe even attract new customers. Another example might be forming strategic partnerships. These take time to cultivate, right? But the long-term benefits from them can be substantial. I remember a few years ago, I was approached by another business owner about a potential partnership. It sounded promising, but honestly, I was so busy with my day-to-day tasks that I almost brushed it off. Fortunately, I decided to prioritize it and really set some time aside to explore the opportunity further. And that partnership ended up being one of the most profitable decisions I ever made. It opened doors to new markets and brought in another revenue stream. These growth level activities are the things that make a real difference in your business. They're the projects and the tasks that when you look back in 6 months or a year, you'll be glad you invested your time in. So just as a recap, here's the roadmap. Start with a schedule audit. Identify where your time is going. Carve out dedicated time each week for strategic thinking. Make it non-negotiable. Delegate routine tasks that are draining your time and energy. And finally, focus on those high-impact growth-level tasks that will drive your business forward. Remember, this shift won't happen overnight, but each small change will start to add up. As you realign your time with your priorities, you'll find that you're not just running a business, you're leading it. And that, my friends, is where the magic happens. Your future self and your business will thank you for it. So I encourage you to start today. Make that shift. Your business deserves it, and so do you. Because you'll not only see growth in your business, but you'll also experience a shift in how you approach your work. You'll be working with intention rather than just reacting to what's in front of you. So let's make that shift together. Flip the pyramid, focus on what truly matters, and watch your business and your life transform. Keep shining, and I'll see you all next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.